The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast, explaining the news coming out of the complex worlds of finance, economics, and politics, and the impact it will have on everyday Americans. Author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, and trader, Chris Markowski.
All right. Shocked to see this in the New York Times, simply because, you know, they've been part of the cult. They have pushed the modern monetary theory idea. They are massive believers in Keynesian economics. That's the regulars that they have on and their opinion pages as far as editorial writers, Paul Krugman, and whoever they invite on, for crying out loud. So they had a story that actually was on the front page of their website for a very short period of time, talking about our national debt, which has now surpassed $31 trillion. Everything, and it's so disingenuous and it's so ridiculous. Everything that the administration's been telling you, talking about deficit reduction, is, how shall I put it, horse manure. I could be much more. I'm trying to swear a little bit less. My mom keeps yelling at me. Anyway, horse manure. Yeah, it's all because of the debt induced spending that took place for COVID relief has gone away. We're looking at right now a situation where there's concern. There's concern, you know, will the United States be able to pay its debts? I wrote a piece many moons ago. This had to be, I got to look it up. I don't know. Had to be 2007. I don't know. And I was talking about, you know, the government waste and government spending. And I actually suggested that the country go on a letter writing campaign to ask foreign countries to stop buying our debt so we could get spending under control. Why is this a big deal? Anybody out there that has gotten in over their head at some point in time in their life, you might be in that situation now with debt. In particular, credit card debt. You know, it's a pretty tough hole to get out of. I've talked about debt. And, you know, again, you're talking about high interest debt. And our interest rates, and you had Janet Yellen and others talking about, well, we can make all these investments and we should invest and do the Build Back Better. They wanted it. Remember, I think it was over $4 trillion. Imagine if that passed. You know, they're saying, oh, because interest rates are so low, we should just spend and spend and spend. Well, interest rates are going up. Here are some numbers. Over the next 10 years, it is right now, just outside the additional borrowing costs because they're going up. They're expected to add $1 trillion onto our interest payments. You know what we're already set to spend? 8.1. So right now it's over $9 trillion over the next 10 years, and it's rising. It's not going down, it's going up. That's what we are going to spend on interest on our national debt. Can you even get your arms around that number? It's hard to do. It really is. I mentioned yesterday, I said, you know, the $600 billion in COVID relief money that was stolen, scammed. You know that dollar amount right there is less than what it would cost to completely rebuild Southwest Florida. It's not even close. It's very difficult. I say you got to play with a trillion sometimes to fully get your arms around it. And you have to understand, they said, we're wasting our talent. The old Bronx tale, saddest thing in the world is wasted talent, wasted potential. And we're blowing it. again, do I see muted economic growth moving forward for this country? I do. I mean, again, we are going to be spending a poop ton of money. I didn't swear there. Could have gone somewhere. Interest costs. Again, anybody who's gotten themselves into a situation where they're behind and they've got to try to play catch up with the credit card, they know. What do we have to show? What do we have to show for this $31 trillion? You can't even get your mind around the size of that number. Anyway, sad of the UK in. This was coming. This is bad. I don't even know. I highly doubt that. This current government's going to be able to hang on. I really do, because it's going to hell in a handbasket over there, and but quick. Inflation, lagging consumer demand. You've got small businesses are shutting down at a rapid pace in the UK. They can't handle the inflationary pressures. I know that they put some caps on the energy costs, weakening demand. I mean, their energy costs are so high, people can't afford to go out and do the things, can't afford to go to the pub and do these things. So all of these businesses are shutting down. And again, this can turn into a bit of a death spiral. You know, I don't know. The Bank of England going to have to do an about face and start printing again? How do you get out of it? I mean, it was one way. It was the, you know, lowering taxes and trying to put more money into people's pockets so they can go build and create things. But you did this to yourself. This national suicide, I mean, really is. And it's not Brexit, okay? It's your stupid freaking energy policy. Again, it is one of the most important input costs that we have. Energy. It makes the world go round. It is the lifeblood of the global economy. Energy. And you decided to go the route of frickin' windmills? Or Vladimir Putin? Just, it's a shame. It really is. The only thing is, I don't even know if the true believers out there really fully grasp it. They are so hook, line, and sinker, the Church of Greta Thunberg. It's pathetic and sad. World Trade Organization sees a sharp slowdown in global trade, pointing to possible recession, lower inflation.
Depends on what you're talking about, actually, quite frankly. Depends on what it is. It can get worse fast. But again, Fed can't do anything about it. Bank of England can't do anything about it. ECB can't do anything about it. OPEC's meeting today. They can't do a damn thing. OPEC decides to say, you know what? We're cutting 2 million barrels of production. Prices are going to go through the roof again. That's inflationary. Do you think higher interest rates can solve that problem? No. It's just that, again, this is Machiavellian politics, if you will. These countries want to print as much money as they possibly can. We shouldn't be in this situation right now. Again, it's our own damn fault. I went off on a rant about this yesterday. Okay? Stop complaining. If you voted for these policies, stop complaining. You got what you wanted. You did. And they're talking about how the White House is starting to panic because prices Prices for gasoline, energy are going up. And now, you know, they're mulling an export ban on energy, which would basically freeze Europe. I don't understand. Again, you got to think about the strategery. Strategery. It was Will Ferrell doing George W. Bush back in the day. Strategery. So you're gonna freeze out Europe. Freeze out Europe. And how's it gonna work out with the war in Ukraine? They're gonna end up caving on that. I don't know. I mean, the people that are in charge, I mean, they couldn't forget about any sort of strategy game. They couldn't play risk. They can't even play checkers. These are people playing Candyland, for crying out loud.
Ooh, we gotta go to the gumdrop forest.
I mean, are you using your minds at all? I mean, oh, we're gonna have an export ban. All right, we just told Europe to stick it, but again, Europe's fault, I get that, but we're pushing for this war and we keep sending weapons to Ukraine. Europe, they're not going to let their people freeze. They're going to cave. I, it's hard to get your arms around all of this stuff. But again, shouldn't be this way. Shouldn't be this way. Should we be, and again, I mentioned this before, should we be trying to go towards the cleanest possible energy we can get? Absolutely. Absolutely. But you've got to get there first. You have to get there first, and we're just not there yet.
Oh, renewables here, there.
Come on, people. Come on. It's not sustainable at this point in time. Anyway. It's mentioning Ukraine. I don't know if you saw this. This guy, I'm shocked because this guy is normally a favorite of the left. The favorite of the left. Buddies, this is a guy, buddies with Bono. He's a Columbia professor, Jeffrey Sachs. He was big in the Obama administration, if I'm not mistaken. Well, he was on Bloomberg TV. And he accused the United States of sabotaging the Nord Stream pipeline. No, it's not Alex Jones, okay? Not Alex Jones. This is Jeffrey Sachs. And the television host actually pulled the plug on his interview. Speaking with Bloomberg, Professor Jeffrey Sachs floated the idea the pipeline, which has been at the center of a global whodunit saga in recent weeks, was struck by the U.S., not Vladimir Putin's forces, as a means of doing damage to Russia beyond economic sanctions. Nord Stream pipelines deliver natural gas directly from Russia to Germany and are essential to keeping the lights on across large swaths of Europe. He was criticized for this. Again, anybody who offers a different opinion, and I don't agree. I mean, I've read a lot of Jeffrey Sachs stuff, and some things I happen to agree with, and some things I don't. But I'll listen to what I have to say, and I'm not going to silence him. But again, I guess the mainstream media, they've got orders to be all in. Yeah, the same way that the media was all in about going to war in Iraq. How'd that work out? He said, a lot of the world is watching these events in horror. They view this as a horrible clash between Russia and the U.S. They don't see this, as we do in the media, as an unprovoked attack by Russia on Ukraine. Most of the world doesn't see it the way we describe it. Most of the world is just terrified right now, frankly. And he said, I would bet the explosion was a U.S. action. Interesting, that has been floated. Again, you know, we mentioned it here in the play. So, you know, you had Anthony Blinken come out and talk about the opportunity after this sabotage. Didn't look good. Didn't sound good. Yeah, who knows? Who knows? All I know is that Ukraine continues to push into some of these areas now and continuing to, that Russia declared theirs. And yeah, this whole nuke thing's starting to scare the crap out of people. It really is. Anyway. We'll talk about Larry Hogan is a governor of Maryland, and he's going to be speaking at Harvard Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. I'm going to see how long before he gets canceled there. The kids boo him off the stage, but he's got a piece today in the Wall Street Journal talking about college and whether or not it's worth it. And making basically an echo chamber of what we discussed here on the program, that college is not for everyone. It's just not. I like what he's done in Maryland. Many jobs with the state that used to require a college diploma, no longer. They no longer require it. And he's talking about various different technology jobs, healthcare jobs, you name it, that quite frankly, we can train people how to go about doing things. And he's actually, you know, asking, we need to have a situation right now where businesses understand that as well. Now, I talked about that in terms of, you know, my kids and the fact that, you know, the kind of core requirements. Now, granted, the core requirements where my son is going to college right now are, I think, great. It's a very conservative school. It's all Western civilization and things that are, you know, it's high quality knowledge. But my son right now, he's pre-med. It's a ton of work, especially as a D1 athlete. He's getting kind of frustrated to some degree, because he's like, you know, he's a biology major and he wants to do business minor as well. He's, you know, can't do a lot of the anatomy stuff and whatnot until maybe he's a, you know, until he's a senior. I would think that there'd be a way. I mean, kids that want to become doctors, and we're going to need doctors. We need them. We can't find a way. These kids want to do this to kind of maybe expedite the process, maybe cut back. You know, you have a separate program, almost like a fast track type of program. They do it in Europe. And granted, you know, there's a process. You want to weed people out in regards to going to medical school. I understand that, who are, you know, can handle it. But again, it's just, there's lots of things that we can do. Lots of things we can do. And the system we have set up is, again, it's there to the benefit of the entire higher education racket. Because it is. It's a big racket. I mean, you see the dollar amounts. You see the size of these endowments that these schools have. I mean, they're hedge funds for the most part. Billions, tens of billions of dollars in some cases. The state of Missouri approved a plan to cut the state's top income tax rate to 4.95% from 5.3%. And if the state obviously gets, you know, basically every year, if they meet certain revenue targets, the state's bank account stays full, the rate is going to continue to fall and could fall to 4.5% by 2027. Step in the right direction. Step in the right direction, and need to have more of that. States need to be competitive. But again, not every company out there is going to get a CHIPS Act. Not every company is going to get a CHIPS Act. Yeah, it was funny. I watched the news talking about that yesterday, but he's high five and how wonderful and how great this is. $100 billion investment in upstate New York. And, you know, I think it's great for the Syracuse area, that area in upstate New York. It's going to be great for the people that are up there. But you do understand. I hope I made this clear yesterday how messed up the entire thing is and the process behind this. I mean, You've got powerful members of Congress able to cut deals and able to take your money, my money, our money, give it to a multi-billion-dollar corporation, give our money, it's our tax dollars. And again, you cut a deal with them. Okay, if I'm going to give you this because I'm all powerful, and again, Chuck Schumer is a powerful, powerful man. Yeah, so you're going to do it. You're going to put it here in the state of New York. Now, there could be places there that would be much more conducive, be cheaper to, but it doesn't matter. It's just not how things work in this country. It is what it is. Anyway, I saw this and got me thinking a little bit. You know, you got a lot of these corruption stories. I know everybody was talking about the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden situation and why people are not outraged and why people don't care about these things. I brought this up here on the program, which is a story out of New Orleans, where the mayor has, she said she will now pay back the $30,000 she owes the city. She blew it all on first class flights. And again, you have to take the lowest price ticket. If the government's paying for it, if you're doing the work of the people, you got to fly coach. Anyway, neither here nor there. She said it wasn't safe. She actually said this. She said it wasn't safe for a, talk about race card. Shame on you. She wasn't safe for a black woman to fly coach in America. That was her first excuse. Oh, by the way, she lives rent-free in a $3,000 a month taxpayer-funded apartment. Now, I talk about these politicians all the time. You know, it's just, it's crooked people and how you vote for people like this. And I got a bit of an epiphany. Again, I have these epiphanies from time to time. Yeah, epiphanies in regards to, we talked about market and economic Darwinism years ago on this program. I'd yell and scream and, you know, go nuts over ripoffs and scams. I really don't anymore. Got to become more of a market and I've been around long enough. A market and economic Darwinist. I mean, people are going to do dumb things. But anyway, reason why people are going to continue to vote for this. These are, people vote for people like this even after they catch them lying and stealing, is because deep down inside, I believe this, they would do it too. And they justify that. Yeah, they think about it. They said, you know, if I was in that position, I would do it too. Again, what is it? What does it say about the overall integrity of many people here in this country? Anyway, just a bit of an epiphany. Anyway, have a good one, everybody. Watchdog on Wall Street.com. Watchdog on Wall Street.com. We'll see you.